We're on.
Take it away, Stevie.
Welcome to the Horse Poor Podcast. This is Stevie, and I'm back.
Guess who's back? Back again. But welcome back to the podcast. We are really excited to call in the winner from our huge giveaway today. And we also wanted to give a big thank you to everyone that participated in the giveaway to really make it happen.
So we're excited to hear how she actually like found out about our show, a little bit about her, because we love like interacting with our listeners. And yeah, if she has any questions for us. So let's dial her in. Number.
Hello.
Oh, all three of us are just chiming in.
Oh my gosh. Hi guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Enjoying the weather here. It's starting to finally smarten up a little bit.
I know. So where are you located right now?
I'm actually by Yorkton, Saskatchewan, so not too far from the Manitoba border.
Okay, cool. So yeah, what's the weather like there?
We're about plus 8 right now. I mean, we just came back from like minus 30. Oh. So the last 2 weeks have been really nice here. We're starting to finally lose our snow, which is good and bad at the same time. It's like icy season.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And soon it'll be muddy.
Yes.
But it's worth it.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. I do a lot of field riding, so it really sucks right now just because it's between ice and mud, and then there's just not a lot of like indoor riding arenas around here, right? So kind of sucks.
We feel you there.
Yeah, we do feel you. It is a pain. And then it's sketchy too because like I'm like so
loading,
nervous.
Loading's a little sketchy.
Loading
too.
Is sketchy, and like even just riding, and it's like, oh, what if your horse like slips? Like, and it's just like,
But, oh my gosh, yes, I know. Yeah. Loading, that's a huge one. And like my trailer feels like it's really high. Yeah. So when you're backing them out, like you have that, you know, chance of them sliding underneath. I hate that.
I'm picturing it in my head right now, and I'm not sure if it's the 2 cups of coffee I drink, but I'm like getting anxiety thinking about it.
I've started pack salt in the trailer.
That's so smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a good idea. Mm-hmm. I always feel bad like scraping shavings off at like wherever you're unloading. Cause then you have to like pick it up, you know, to be respectful, but at the same time, it's better than just straight ice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. We would love to get to know you more and maybe like, yeah, how are you involved with horses?
Well, I've been involved with horses my entire life, pretty much from in my mother's womb to now.
Aw.
Yeah. Well, my mom and dad, they used to raise paint horses. They think they had about 60 head at one time.
Wow.
So cool. Yeah, I really miss those days, especially this time of year when all the babies are hitting the ground.
Yeah.
But they showed. So they were in the 70-30 Futurity APHA, AQHA shows kind of came later. But yeah, it was really, we kind of grew up around, me and my sister grew up around horses our entire life and rode since I guess we could. My mom actually said she used to tie me to the deck when I was 3 years old because I wouldn't stay out of the pen during breeding season.
Oh my god. Yeah. Just tie me up.
Some parenting advice for you, Stevie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess I would just run in and kind of want to be right from the house. They had one of their stud's pens is right there, and I'd always go feed him grass, you know, do what little kids do. But during breeding season, it just wasn't really
not
wasn't
safe.
The time to be doing that.
Probably
so
not.
I guess you can tie your children to decks, or you could back then. I don't know.
Like, but how did she rig this up? Like,
I'm sure Nadine has suggested tying kids to the horse trailer before.
I did. Like, the one time we had a guest on, and she's like, yeah, I just, like, go barrel race. And it was, like, her name was Megan Rude. Like, she came on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, like, so, like, what do you do with your kids? Can you just, like, tie them to the horse trailer and then go make your run? Or, like, what do you do?
It's a thing, I guess.
It's verified. It's a thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was just with a lead shank or what it was, but I guess it worked because I couldn't untie myself. So there's that. But yeah, no, rode my whole life. I never actually started barrel racing till I guess I did a little bit of it as a kid. But my dad we had an arena and stuff, and they did more team roping, stuff like that. So we kind of were in that end of the deal for a really long time, and then rail racing looked fun, so we just started doing that. I did take a break for a while away from the horses, went to university. I ran track and field for quite a few years. Cool. And yeah, after that, I just kind of came back to the horses. I don't think you could really, a person can't really stay away from it. That's for sure.
No.
Mm-hmm. Once you got it, you got it. Even if you take a little break.
We all relapse at one point in our lives.
Oh my gosh. I know. And when you relapse harder.
You like ride horses like, oh, this feeling again.
Oh yeah.
Sitting in my veins.
And then you just start buying and that's that.
Yeah.
My poor husband, I told him, I said, you know, you're about to marry a horse girl. Like, it comes with a price. I don't think he kind of realized how.
Do you have a dowry?
Much, you know? Yeah. It's either you're in or you're out, man. But he's all in and he's great.
I love how you lay down the law.
Yeah. You have to. You really have to, I think. But no, he loves it. He doesn't ride or anything, but my horses do love him. So it works out. Yeah, it works out really good.
That's hilarious. I think our last guest actually said like very much the same thing. Like, oh, not sure if my hubby knew what he was getting into, but like, it's all good. I can probably say the same.
I can too. Like Landon, sometimes he's like, I thought this was just going to be like a 1 or 2 year thing. You know, you go to some barrel races and then it would just kind of be done. And I'm like, no, man. Not how it works.
At least you guys have an escape. When I ride with Cole, he's like, your hands, your feet, you're not doing this properly.
You're actually the opposite, and you're
harder. Yeah. Like, what are you thinking? Like, why are you riding like that? I'm like, oh,
where'd the new 5-star come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
And that it costs.
You need your own barn at that point.
I know. I have to have like a system where I hide my clothes when I buy new clothes. So now I'm gonna have to have a system.
Oh, Nadine.
Not that he cares what I spend my money on. I have a room full of clothes, and he's just like,
legit,
why do
like
you
a
need
full
more?
Room. Freaking room.
Yeah,
it's not just a big closet. It's a room. Full room.
Full room.
Oh, that would be nice, though, to have.
I think it's nice really for my nice. Friends for me to have.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sorry, I think I might have cut you off there. Yeah. So whereabouts are you in your barrel racing career and with your horses today now?
Mm-hmm. With COVID and everything right now, and I just had a new baby at the end of January.
Congratulations.
Cool.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, I K-Series rodeoed. I did a lot of jackpots, slot races, stuff like that. My hopes are to go CCA. I have a 5-year-old mare that's coming up. She actually just went to a trainer the other day. So she's kind of my hopeful for rodeo. I kind of miss the boat on the maturity year just with being pregnant and her coming back late from being started before. So she's going and getting completely refreshed up. So I'm hoping to have her back by June and really hoping she's going to be my rodeo horse. You know, to go CCA, go that higher caliber up, I didn't have a horse to be running that caliber of rodeo, but that's kind of where my heart is. My dad rodeoed, ever since I can remember, he was a bull rider. And, I never knew him when he was bull riding. I mean, that was before my time, but the pictures are pretty sweet. But he team roped after that. So my heart's really in rodeo. I really enjoy the jackpots, but it's just, I think just the thrill of being at a rodeo is awesome.
Yeah.
There's no comparison.
The vibe.
Yeah.
No, there's not. Yeah. It's a totally different scene. And I don't even know how to explain it. So that's kind of where I'm going with things. And then other than that, I have two old boys right now. And I guess like with COVID, I don't really know what's going to happen this year. So as far as barrel racing and stuff, just jackpots. And I mean, there's some actually really good slot races coming up this year. So hoping that, that pans out really good and they don't get canceled and stuff like that. So that's something to look forward to.
So tell us a little bit about your 5-year-old. What's it bred like, mare gelding, and then who did you send it to?
For sure. So she is a 5-year-old mare. She is, well, registered brown, but she looks black. Her yeah. name is Ember. She is just, I call her goddess girl just because she's, I just think she looks so majestic. I love her to death.
Yeah.
Her sire is Kit's Hemp. So he goes back to Kit's Moon Shadow and then Bar Hemp on the bottom.
Okay. Nice.
So Christine King, a lady out of Manitoba, had him. She raised him and ended up selling him to my sister. And, you know, that stud, you would never know he was a stud. Like, you could ride him bareback. You could ride him in or around the mares. He was such a gentleman. And, mm-hmm. oh, he was so cool to ride. He was cool to watch. I just fell in love with him. So this lady from Manitoba, Christine King, had a filly left over. So I swooped her up as fast as I could because I just couldn't. And she's a spitting image of him, too. So that really didn't help my cause
yeah,
or my husband.
No kidding.
So, she's Kit's Hemp and Bar Hemp on the top. And then she goes, her dam side, I don't really know a lot of, like, Sun, Wind, and Fire, I know they go back to Zevi, but it's just lines I don't really know that well. She is a monster. She's so tall, and she's so, she makes my, like, I guess the tallest horse I have is about 15'2", and she makes him look like a shrimp. I haven't personally sticked her yet. So I'm really excited to get her back. She's quirky, but she's super, like, she's kind of like a go-getter. You know, she's a little bit of a turd, a little bit of a turd in the pen and stuff. But as soon as you have her out doing stuff, like, she's just willing to do whatever you ask her, or at least try, right? So yeah. I'm really excited for that. I don't know, just in my heart, I guess you find you don't come across a lot of horses that feel like that. Mm-hmm. So she's my hopeful anyways. But I sent her to John and Jamie Tilly. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of them.
No.
I've never personally sent a horse to them before, but my parents have. And my sister actually just got my mare's half brother back from him, and he did a phenomenal job. So she'll get the rope on her. She'll be roping cows,
nice.
Cutting cows, and all that kind of stuff. So they pretty much go through a whole school of everything.
Well-rounded experience.
Yeah, yep. So, you know, getting her back, I think she's going to be really have a great foundation. I'm hoping to take her straight to the barrels. So, again, you got to just kind of play it as it goes, but it's what I'm hoping for anyways.
Well, we're so excited for you. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We can't wait. Thanks. You have to keep us posted with your journey with her.
Yeah.
Well, for sure. Yeah, you bet.
It seems like you guys do have a lot of races that are happening in Saskatchewan and
mm-hmm.
lots of awesome barrel trainers. So, yeah, should be a fun summer.
I think so. We haven't really slowed down too much, which has been nice.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever come to a complete standstill, but it's definitely more and more is picking up now. So, it's definitely something to look forward to, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been pretty lame here in Alberta, but I think same thing. I heard maybe there's an announcement on Monday that might pertain to us horse people.
Hopefully. So, I mean, it's not really going to matter to me now, but.
Yeah, you're pretty pregnant now. So.
Well, yeah, but then your horses you're sending your trainers to can like.
That's true. Yeah. But I was thinking like for ABRAs, I would like. How am I going to qualify? I guess I could just go and kind of walk or trot or whatever.
Or I can just have a bunch of ABRA jackpots at the arena.
Yeah.
So you're good. Okay. You're covered,
thanks,
girl.
Thanks, Nadine.
So we'd love to know, like, how you found the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. So actually, when you guys are just starting, I think my sister shared a bunch of stuff on Facebook. You guys are doing like kind of a countdown and stuff like that. And
okay.
At the time I was super, with the job I was working at the time, I was drove a lot. So I listened to the podcast and I was like, oh yeah, like this is cool. So and ever since then, I guess I've just been like a horse poor podcast junkie.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome.
We're glad to hear you've been with us right from the start.
Ooh, I'm I'm cringing a little bit about thinking about the introduction podcast or like when we first.
I know, I was going to say, have you seen, like, what have you seen since?
What have you noticed?
What have you noticed?
The evolution.
Or gotten worse at? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, no, you girls have been so much fun right from the beginning. Like, it's nice because your intros are you know, something that everyone can connect with and laugh with and all that stuff. I mean, we all have our quirks and our funny stories too, right? I guess I've noticed, like, you guys, like, even, not an outline, I don't want to say it like that, but, like, everything just seems to flow. Like, every time you do something or every time you have a new podcast, it does seem to flow, like, really nice. Everyone. Perfect. Like, you guys are definitely getting better, but not that you're bad to start with. I don't want to say that.
No.
It's been good to listen to you right from the start.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that. Like, I know when we first started, we had, like, solid outlines where we would read the whole sentence out and, like, we'd be so nervous and, like, sweaty literally. And, like, just, like, we can't ask any questions about her answer because we got to get to the next question or else it's going to take too long. But now I feel like we just kind of have, like, jot notes and then we just let the conversation flow.
We figured out how to make it flow a little better, too, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just the conversation in general can just, flows really nice. For sure. I understand what you mean. I was so nervous for this.
you sound awesome.
You sound like so good. Like, because this girl's on podcast.
I won't lie. I had to have a spice rum before you guys called. Just to settle the nerves just a little bit. Oh,
I love it. That's awesome. I'm like so happy to hear that you like our intros because honestly, every time we like hit the unrecord button, we're like, do people even listen to these? Like, do they even like these? Like, we're so self-conscious, especially at the beginning, like, throwing them out there. Like, now I think we don't care as much. Like, we're just, like, silly 24/7. But...
Well, and that's okay, because it's refreshing, you know? It's not, like, crazy serious, and it's not, like, crazy kooky. It's just refreshing.
Yeah.
Awesome. We really appreciate all that feedback and that you listened since the beginning. So do you have any questions for us about the show or as hosts or individually?
Actually, I do have a question. You guys have probably mentioned it before, but Stevie, when are you due?
I'm due May 17th. Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's so close.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Cause I guess it's just over. What day are we? Thursday, over 31 weeks now. So,
oh my goodness.
Oh, right on. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I had my little girl a month early.
Oh, really?
So be prepared. Yes.
Oh, no.
Be prepared.
I'm like, I have all these mares due, and I'm like, Kate, I got to bring these ones down to get bred this time. And that's kind of 3 weeks before I'm due. So, I'm really hoping it all goes well.
It's either gonna be early or it's gonna be super late.
We'll see what happens.
I know. I had a feeling that I was gonna be early right from the start, so I don't know if that had something to do with it. Yeah, like I don't know. And everybody told me that I was out to lunch, but yeah, no, it happened for sure.
Well, my mom had my sister early, and then my sister, I don't know if she just had one of her kids or both early. So I'm like.
Okay. Keep thinking about it being late.
Like we said, put it in the universe.
Yeah.
And
Was that your first baby, Chris?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Because lots of people, first kids, usually they have them late, but I guess.
Oh, I know. That's what they told me. I went in actually for my 36-week appointment, and she's like, oh, no, you'll carry to 40. Well, I seen her later that night delivering.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you know, you'll know your body. You'll just start to, and it's just your intuition will just start going. You'll be like, okay, like this is happening.
Yeah, so, no kidding. Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you and everything. And
thanks.
I was back riding pretty fast, so it'll go well.
Did you ride kind of most of your pregnancy too?
Yeah, I actually barrel raced until I was just over 6 months. And then, it got cold, so I didn't really.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to try and do some barrel races, but then everything got shut down, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I guess it's the year to be pregnant anyway.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
It really was. It worked out. Like, the timing on that was impeccable, Stevie.
Yeah.
It's almost like you were trying.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it actually did have a little bit to do with it.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's not a bad thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, so let me know if you have any tips or anything. I'm open for all any ears. Kind of advice.
Yeah, you bet. Just be easy with yourself. I guess that's the biggest thing I can announce. And if it's not my business, but if you aren't breastfeeding, pick up a cabbage. get your husband to go get a cabbage because it will really help with the girls afterwards.
A what?
Really? A cabbage?
A cabbage? Yes. You just feed it on to the baby?
No. You put it somewhere.
You smack two pieces on your on your girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, no.
Does cabbage produce milk? Like,
no, but or even, I guess, too, like when you're switching, they say when you're switching from breastfeeding to bottle feeding, okay, though, too, because it can be quite excruciating pain.
Yeah, I get that.
I know, like, it's such a personal thing, but yeah, you slap two cabbage leaves. I've been telling everyone that because I guess people don't know.
Huh.
And it does. It really, really,
really helps.
Do you just
keep it on there
pain
for a while or, like, all the time?
Yeah, till it wilts and then you replace it.
Okay, that's
good to
know. And
so you don't feed any cabbage to the baby.
Yeah, don't. And to be honest, like, I haven't been able to eat cabbage, like, since myself, but, like.
That's right, I don't really eat much cabbage anyway.
You don't like cabbage?
That's a good tip that, like, I've never heard before. Yeah. No. I've never had any babies before, but I've never heard that one.
I never would have thought of that.
That's a good
Neither
one.
Would have I.
No, yeah. When they told me that, I was just like, okay, like, I kind of laughed it off thinking, like, that's ridiculous. But then when you go through that, because it is, I remember telling my husband being like, I will birth again before I have to deal with this again.
Really?
It can be pretty painful. Yeah. But the cabbage just takes it all away.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Trick of the trade, I guess. So,
cool.
No, I don't think that was too much information. I feel like people are going to love that tip, honestly.
Yeah, I'm a pretty open book, I guess. So some things I just, you know.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
Oh, boy.
So that wasn't embarrassing. That was an awesome story. And I feel like this whole intro has been really great. Mm-hmm. And I've laughed a ton. But do you have any embarrassing stories that you can share with us that may have happened, you know, on the ranch or at rodeo or on the road?
Yeah, we can't let you leave the Horse Poor podcast without telling us something embarrassing.
Okay. I had to message my friend that I travel with about this. And all she could say is, like, Christine, you fall a lot. Well, okay, but I guess I have one story. I was, I had to hook up my trailer, and I don't have an electric jack on this trailer. So you have to, like, hand jack it or whatever. And I was in a hurry because I had to go pick her up, and we had to go, and I'm notorious for being late sometimes. So
we don't know what that's like over here. Eye roll.
So, like, I was just giving her, like, I was just cranking this thing, trying to get my trailer hooked up, and because it's like a bar, like, you have to, like, take it off and then, like, physically put it on and, like, hand crank this trailer down, and I would give it, like, as much weight as I could forward, and just, like, it needed grease or something. So, anyways, it was, like, on the moment, it was at the top and, like, coming around to, like, bring it down and around. And I was using all my might and forcing my full body, everything into this thing. And the handle came off.
Oh, no.
My husband, and I don't understand why he was standing back watching me doing this. He was not doing it himself. But, like, I, like, Superman flew, like, forward to, like, the front of, like, the back tire of the truck, like, completely full of mud, and so it was so embarrassing. But so I'm very, very careful when I hook up my trailer, especially in public now, because it can be a little bit of a biatch to hook up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's actually hilarious. I'm, like, totally picturing that in my mind. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was full Superman, full belly, just, like, flop. Like, it was horrible.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's, besides the fact that I fall a lot, I guess, that's pretty much the most embarrassing thing I can think of.
Oh, yeah. I do that, too. I was just in Edmonton actually dropping a horse off not too long ago, and I was parked beside, like, a dark bush. And then I realized I was, like, kind of by myself beside this dark bush by Edmonton, like, wanted to get into my truck really quick. So I, like, scurried around to the other side of my truck. And then, I hit some ice and just planted.
No.
Ripped a hole in my Lululemons.
What?
I still have a scab on my knee. Yeah. Aww. So I feel you there. It's just so frustrating.
You just got scared because you were by a dark bush.
Dude, I was literally, I put my dog in the truck and then I realized I was all by myself, like on the side of the truck. And I was like, I need to get back over the other side. Like if Nadine seen me here by myself, she would think that I'm crazy because of all the crime podcasts. There's probably somebody in that bush. That's all that was running through my mind in 2 seconds. So I ran to the other side of my truck, but I hit some ice and I flew.
Oh, well, I'm really proud of you. But do you know what I do in situations like that? What? I had to like use the bathroom on the side of the road once.
Yeah.
And like I bring my knife with me. Like I literally go there and I have my knife and I have it ready just in case someone tries to scoop me off the side of the road. Like who would be scooping me off the side of the road while I'm peeing? Like no one knows. But just have your knife with you at all. Actually, you know what? That probably would have been bad because you slipped and fell.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd be a danger.
Yeah, you're a hazard.
Hazard to myself.
Oh boy. No, I'm like yeah. Steph. I like run in as fast as I can and hit the lock button.
Just, yeah, like, and check your back seat.
I do that too.
Check your back seat.
Just that.
Yeah.
Especially in grocery store parking lots. I don't know why, but that creeps me out. Like I put my groceries in, I'll lock my car, put the cart away, and then again, I'll run to the vehicle and then press lock. Soon as I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, it's when there's nobody around.
Like at a gas station. Yeah,
like
or
late night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dark.
Oh,
you
so
should
creepy.
See me home alone.
No, me too. Yeah.
When I come home, I literally check every single like room and the closet in every single room. And then I like have like my I literally sleep. I don't sleep when Cole's not home. I don't sleep. Like I have my eyes peeled. I have a knife like on my side of my bed and I just like stare at the door. I think about all the scary things that could happen.
You listen to way too That's many like, crime podcasts.
When I'm home alone, I leave all the lights on downstairs and I run up and I'm like, I'm not coming back down till morning. And I like when I get on the bed, I jump like I launch onto the bed and get under the covers, and I'm like, "Okay,
you're safe.
I'm here for the night."
And then you just have that breathing hole because you're like under the covers.
Pretty much.
Do we all have some kind of anxiety?
I think so.
We all have issues.
I never used to be until me and my friend, we were walking down the river and we were beaver hunting. And suddenly, 19, you know, like beavers in the river.
Really?
Yeah, we were looking for. So yeah, we were walking down the trails and suddenly we hear, like, I think it was a cougar. It was this big cat. Like, if you listen on YouTube, it was identical to a big cat noise, a cougar or something.
I would have pooped my pants.
Yeah, and because it was getting kind of dark and I whipped around and ran all the way home. And since then, I'm just like, darkness, I don't like.
Kind of scares you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the other day I came home and Cole's brother moved in with us and they love pranking me and they had all the lights off except for the porch light. And I was like, weird. Their vehicles are home, but like maybe they're at Billy's or like something. And I opened the door and like there's just enough light where the porch light is like pouring in and there's someone sitting on the couch in the dark with their back turned. And I'm like, I can't see in the dark as it is. And I'm like, who are you? And then like no one said anything. And I was like, get out of my house! And
like, just trying screaming. To sound scary.
And then Cole comes up behind me and grabs me.
Oh,
I was so scared. And yeah, it was just like his brother. But like, this is brutal.
Oh. It's funny whenever you get scared how all of a sudden like you have like this power behind your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Instinct.
Yeah. But this has been awesome chatting with you. I feel like we could talk with you all day.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh, for sure, same.
Yeah, let us know if you're ever in Alberta for any barrel races.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine enough to go to the Runaway. I'm just kind of have my fingers crossed that I can get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hopefully everything's running.
Yeah, for sure.
We think so. We hear people are trying to, maybe not rodeos so much, but other events. It sounds like they're
better. Awesome.
Has some stuff been trickling in from the giveaway?
Yes, I've gotten a few things from Prime Equine, Little Hippie Lashes.
Okay.
And it's like Christmas. Every time I go to the post office, it's great.
We were just talking about that. We're like, man, that's so sweet.
Something every couple days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's like the biggest thing I've ever won, so it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I had to double look to be like, what? That's me.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, we are so excited, too, because we saw that you, like, followed everyone that we like put on there, but then you like it's, you were super interactive with us too from before. So it's just like, oh, I'm so happy that she won. Mm-hmm. Like, it was awesome.
Oh, for sure. No, it's great. Yeah. You guys are just going to keep growing from here. That's for sure. Like, I can't believe like the viewings that you have from all over.
I know. Like,
you know, it's like so crazy. It's insane.
Yeah.
The most random like places that you would, you know,
Switzerland and Sweden and like Sri Lanka or whatever. Like what, like some people in Russia were just like, what?
It's
like,
cool. It's so cool. The internet is a very neat thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not necessarily the internet, but podcasts. Yeah.
That's why I had to have a spiced rum, guys. Cause I was like, there's people from Russia who are going to hear me. Little Christine on this podcast.
I know. It's so cool. And we actually just looked at our numbers today and we're like at 85,000 all time downloads and like, we never thought. We thought, like, maybe, you know, we'd get, like, a little bit here and there, like, when we first started. Mm-hmm. Like, we had no clue. But I guess there was just a little place in the market for the three of us.
Yeah. Well, it's so cool. Because it's honestly for everybody, maybe for BC, too. But for sure, Alberta and Saskatchewan, to have, like, a group of girls doing this, like, it just feels like you're listening. Like, you're listening to stuff that's happening here and around home, right? It's not stuff that's in the States or, you know, over in Europe or whatever. Like, it's really, like, it's a homey feel. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, hopefully we get to see you over in Alberta sometime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, thank you for the great chat and congratulations and thanks for participating.
Yeah, it was awesome, guys. Thank you.
Cool. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Wasn't Chris so sweet, you guys?
Oh, she was. I feel like we've just like made so many pod pals. I feel like we've made so many friends. I love it. Like, I feel like we were just kind of having a drink, hanging out.
Yeah.
I just feel like we haven't been able to embrace all this yet because we haven't been able to go to any jackpots, really.
I know. Exactly. Right? Yeah.
And so when we finally get to go to jackpots, like, please come up to us, you guys. Like, it was actually so refreshing to even hear Chris's like journey with listening to our podcast and like how she actually started with us from the beginning. Like, it's so cool.
I'm just thinking, like, how many more people could we have met if, like, literally right after we started this podcast is when COVID came.
Right. Yeah. I know. And, like, CBHI was so fun. That's what we were saying. And we are super excited for the Big Bang because, it'll be, like, that outdoor setting. People will be able to, like, freely gallivant and shop and have a good time.
I'm excited for that.
I am. And we were tossing around the idea of maybe having live shows. So Stevie's just like, ooh. But if
I have an excuse not to be part of the live shows.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, we have all sorts of ideas flowing around here today. Mm-hmm. We're feeling very crafty.
Very adventurous. And so we don't have a guest on this week. But the reason why we don't have a guest on this week is because we have an announcement to make. And it's going to be a big announcement, but we're going to keep it in our back pocket until the end of this because we're going to talk about our lives a little bit. And then maybe you'll understand why there's a change to the show.
That was good. That was super good.
Good job, Nadine.
Thanks. Yeah. I was just, you know what? Kudos to 4-H improv classes. You know, like that changed my life.
Improv really? Jews. Yeah. Because you'd have to do your public speech. Oh. And then I forgot about that. You'd have to go up and pick the thing and speak for like 3 minutes.
I hated that.
Oh, you did that too?
Literally, like that was the thing I dreaded all year.
That was my time to shine.
I was up there like, shaky, like there's sweat dripping down my back and I'm just like, okay, get it over with and get off the stage.
You've come so far.
Yeah, you've come so far.
I remember I had to talk about balloons. And I'm like, why? What, like, what do you talk about balloons?
Some people make hats out of them. Some people sit on them and pop.
Literally,
some people choke on them and die.
I don't know. I guess you guys enjoy that kind of stuff, but
no. I literally, I like, that, Nadine, yeah, that was my time to shine. Yeah. And then one time, at, like, one point in my life, I was like, you know what? Maybe I could do stand-up comedy. Like, maybe, you know?
That can be our first live show.
I'll just bring... how about I'll be like the warm-up act and just try doing stand-up comedy.
Okay.
No. But so This was actually hilarious. I like stood up on like our fireplace. Like we had like a, where we were living, we had like a big, huge stone fireplace and there was like a thing that came out. Right. And so I stood up there and Cole sat on the couch and I'm like, Kate, I'm doing my comedy show. And he's like, Kate, well, start your jokes. And I was just like,
you actually
literally, I did a fake comedy show for him and he didn't laugh once.
Oh no.
When was this? Like last night?
No, like 2 years ago. Not even a year and a half ago. I'm such a nerd. I was just like, you know what? Because this is when I was jobless.
So you're thinking of ways so I was you like, can
maybe
make money.
I could just be like a stand-up comedian and like not even a chance in hell. Like I'm not like, I don't even know why I thought that. I was like, but I like improv. Like give us a go. I can tell some good poop
jokes.
Pretty
good at it.
Oh my gosh. Some weird things that's happened in my life. But no.
So
wasn't
funny.
Good at it.
Well, you got the next best thing here. You get to crack a lot of jokes on the pod, so.
Yeah, from Simon Cowell. There's probably a portion of the intro with Chris that's not going to make it, but I was cracking jokes saying how, like, Steph is, like, the Simon Cowell of the podcast and that she gets to decide what goes on and off. And I think half the story is she's just, like, Randy, like, that's a no from me, dog. Like,
Hard no.
Hard no.
Yeah.
But what saves my butt a lot.
This is true.
Very true.
With breeding season right around the corner, make sure that you check out KN Guy's Last Fling.
So Streak of Fling and Frenchman Guy are both hot commodities right now. And this guy is by a Streak of Fling out of Vanishing French Girl, who is by Frenchman's Guy.
This stallion is very trainable and versatile, and he has put that into his foals along with a willingness to please.
Yeah, guys, he's being roped off of right now, put in barrel training. He's moving bulls, going to brandings. He's on the healing end right now, and he's just showing his athleticism. And yeah, like Stevie said, they're coming out in his full crop. And what kind of, how many full crops does he have there, Steph H?
2021 will be the third full crop.
And these young ones are probably pretty flashy because he is a beautiful buck skin stallion. I mean, throwing some color on your herd never hurts as well.
Yes. And speaking of that, they actually have prospects for sale right now from KN Guy's Last Fling. I was perusing their Facebook page myself this morning, and you can go check it out, see for yourself. Many photos of top prospects from mares carrying bloodlines of Dash to Fame, Doco Dynamite, King Fritz, Fast Moon Chick, just to name a few.
So yeah, keep him in mind. He is standing to the public and he does offer frozen semen as well.
He is CBHI nominated and also part of the Breeders Elite Incentive.
And in order to find him, you can contact Penny and Kyle Miller at 780-675-4008 or find them on Facebook at Miller Quarter Horses.
So Nadine and I told everybody that you were on a baby moon last week, Stevie, and we actually haven't even had a chance to catch up about your baby moon. So we're excited to hear all about it. So what did you get up to? And like, take us on the road trip with you. Where did it start? Where did it end?
Okay.
And when did it start? When did it end?
Well, it was really fun. I originally wanted to go to like Greece or...
Wasn't quite Greece.
something like that. But yeah. You know, all these rules made it a little difficult. Yeah. So, yeah, we decided to go to Victoria. Because, I mean, where else in Canada can you get warmer right now?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we drove down to Calgary and flew from Calgary.
To Vancouver. Or Victoria.
Victoria. Yeah, straight to Victoria. And oh my gosh, flying now is so... There's no lines. Like, the people are so bored.
It would be the time to travel.
Yeah, like, there was no lines. There was one point, there was two people in front of us and this guy. We come around the corner, he's like, oh, look, we got four people this time. Like, he was so excited.
Just happy to see more
than
two
people. Yeah, because there's still all the same amount of security staff. But they're just so bored. Like, I've never seen them so happy to see people.
Wow. That's nice. Yeah. Because that's the thing you don't like about the airport is waiting in lines. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know. I like it. I people watch. I just stare.
I like once you get through security and you can have a drink. And
I know. I was going to say, I like the food.
I kind of just like stand in lineups and I'm like,
It is actually fun.
I like people watching. Yeah. Or like I see like people with like the screaming kids trying to take them to Disneyland. And I'm just like, ah.
Oh,
West
no.
Edmonton Mall is also good for people watching.
Yeah.
New York, man, when we went there, they had a grandstand that you just sit there and people watch.
Oh, I want to go there.
Eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
And yeah, have some fun. But anyways, continue on with your story.
Victoria, it kind of looked like you were on the water, like Greece. Yeah. Like you sent us a picture and you were like right on the rocks on the edge there.
Yeah. So I researched all the hotels, got the best one. We went to the Oak Bay Beach Hotel.
Oak Bay?
Oak Bay.
Oak Bay.
Yes. And it's actually like the one of the top rated hotels in the Northern Pacific region.
Nice.
And like top in Canada. I mean, I didn't really know, but everyone's like, they say, where are you staying? Oh, the Oak Bay. Oh, that's fancy. But yeah, no, it was really nice. It's like a little boutique hotel, so it's not huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's not a ton of people. And they have hot mineral pools there.
Oh, so you love that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
hey?
So kind of like a hot spring.
Yeah. So it had like a big heated pool and then two hot tubs, but like minerals, so you didn't get itchy when you were sitting in there for 3 hours,
and you don't have to sit in everyone else's like dead skin.
Yeah, no, it was like so clean. Nice. And oh, I'm just like, when great. Can I go back?
So were the prices I was looking at, because like we're going to try and maybe go to Banff, but it seems like the prices right now are actually pretty decent, mm-hmm. like because of what's going on in the world, I guess, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so say if you wanted to stay at the Fairmont or whatever, it's not like it's the same kind of prices, really. We got a little bit of a more, not like crazy, but a little more expensive room so we could see the partial ocean view.
Yeah So you're going all that way, you may as well.
Yeah
only one baby, like, moon.
Exactly.
So oh, you don't think she's gonna have another baby?
There might be one, but then you'll already kind of have a baby, so it's like is the true first.
Exactly, the first one. So we kind of splurged.
Yeah
We got okay, and then we were renting a vehicle. So when we went to PEI last September, we did the mystery vehicle, and we got like a,
what's a mystery vehicle?
You just pay the cheapest price and they give you whatever they have. So it might be like the Uber? Littlest tiniest car. No, like rentals.
Oh, okay.
Or it might be like something nice. Anyway, so
something nice.
Yeah. So we did the mystery vehicle last time. I don't think so. But there are a lot of Teslas in Victoria, like, really. Anyway, so last time we got a fancy car. What was it? I want to say a Charger, maybe.
Oh,
I'm not like,
you're not a car guy.
No, yeah. But it was like, oh, this is nicer than just a little Chevy Spark.
Yeah, a little sporty.
Yeah, so I tried that this time, and we get there, and they're like, okay, so you did the mystery vehicle, and it looks like we have a minivan for you. And me and Landon are just like, oh. And so she's like,
mom and dad.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, but if you want, like, there's an upgrade, you can get this other thing. And I was like, I don't know what it is, you decide, Landon. So he's like, yeah, sure. So we walk up to it, and it's like, is a Lincoln Aviator.
Oh,
but it has like massage seats. Oh, it was fancy.
That's so
and the
cool.
lights, the headlights, as you're going driving around a corner, they move.
Cole's like, do two in his truck. I was like, what is what tarnation? Like,
what's happening?
Wow, so, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we splurged on that too.
Sweet.
And was the food good?
Yeah.
Tell us what you ate.
Tell us what you ate.
Well, at the hotel, they had like wood-fired pizzas. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And
did you guys like go to restaurants, or was it like more get food in type deal?
No, yeah, we went to restaurants.
Yeah, because everything's open there.
Yeah, everything, like even in the pools, like with someone. None of the pools here are open in hotels, but over there, some of them are. Sometimes you have to book a time, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just had to stay social distanced. So, and the restaurant's kind of the same. You just.
Yeah.
They just didn't go to full capacity. So, yeah, we went in, ate out a bunch.
Mm. Any Italian? Or, like, what kind of food did you eat?
What's, like, your
favorite? Did you have pizza?
Isn't pizza Italian?
Oh, yeah.
Pasta.
Yes. So pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah.
No. Mm. Well, so what else did you do?
Yeah, what did you do for entertainment? Did you go to the strippers?
Let's see. No, we didn't do that. We did
active?
A lot of activity and
lots of room for activities.
Yes, we relaxed a lot in the hot pools, but the hikes were good. One we went on.
Oh yeah, you have a story to tell us.
Yeah, so we I was looking at hikes. I was like, oh, this is a cool one. You hike down the, it's like a rainforest over there on the coast. So you hike all the way down, and then there's a beach, and at low tide, the waterfall, like you can get to this waterfall that you can't get to if it's high tide.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, here's the times. It's like 6 in the morning or 6:30 at night. So I was like, well, we're not getting up that early.
So, in the dark.
Yeah, exactly. So we decided to go at 6:30 at night. And we weren't really thinking about, okay, well, it gets dark earlier here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the time change. I don't know if it had changed yet. Anyway, so we're getting out there and it's like getting kind of dark. The sun's going to be going down soon. And we're like, okay, we'll just give her down there and check it out and come back. But it was 2 kilometers down. And it's like the big rainforest. So there's roots and everything. And,
oh, cool.
And, but then.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all wet in there, like muddy moist. And stuff. Moist. And lots of people had said it's easy to get off the trail. We did get off it a couple times and we're like, okay, yeah, we can see how this is hard. But they did have like markers on every once in a while on some trees that were
this
like,
way.
Yeah. So we're booking her down there, which it's not so hard going down because. It's not, yeah, it's easier going down.
Yeah.
Climbing stairs and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we get down there and it's getting dark. And by the time we got down to the beach, it was like the sun was down. So we stayed there for like 5 minutes. We're like, okay, we better get back up because it's dark in there. Like the trees are so tall and there's a canopy over
and
the
there's
top.
A dark bush.
So we go up and it's so dark in the forest. And like, thankfully we had our phones.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, mine was.
Is there like
dead,
wildlife
though.
Down there? What is there
well,
for
that's
wildlife?
The thing all the way up, like 2 kilometers up, and the first stairs, I've noticed I'm really like the baby squishes your lungs, right?
Okay,
so
you're
I just
winded
get
soon?
Up the
what?
First set of stairs, and I'm like, honey, like we, you have to slow down. Like I can't breathe already, yeah. And so I just feel pathetic. And we have 2 kilometers up to go, and Anyway, yeah, thankfully we had our phones because we shut them off halfway through just to see.
Yeah.
And you could not see a thing. Like, it was just pitch dark. Like the
because
darkest.
The trees cover in
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, there's no, like, no stars
so
or anything. I'm just thinking about, like, oh my gosh, is there bears out here? I can't ask Landon because if he says yes, like, I'm going to freak out. So the
or like
time,
wolves or
yeah and so
lines.
Yeah so
I don't know if they have that
I don't
wonder.
That's the thing I wasn't sure but I was like I'm just gonna focus on I think I started talking about horses all the way up made it to the top and I asked him he's like yeah I think there are bears and stuff anyway so the next day we met up with so when I was at camp in Sunnybrae for 2 years the cook and her husband they ended up being there at the same time.
Cool.
So we met for coffee and we were telling them about it and I was like, so yeah, is there bears and cougars and stuff? And he's like, well, bears I wouldn't be so worried about, but it's the cougars. Like on yeah. Vancouver Island, it's the most densely populated area
what?
Of cougars.
I just Googled.
Are you kidding me?
I was like,
and
I'm
those
so
are,
glad
those are
I didn't
more dangerous
know.
Than
I'm like
bears.
Way more scared of a cougar. But I just
they, like hunt you.
Yeah.
I know. They'll hunt you. I know. But,
or your man. Just kidding.
Yeah, the slower one.
Yeah.
I was talking about like female cougars.
Oh, yeah. It's probably oh, densely man. Populated with those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just Googled, I was like, what animals live in Victoria, BC? And it said, you'll likely encounter sea otters. Seals, sea lions, and even a coastal wolf.
Yeah, I don't know. But we survived. And totally. I like, have you ever seen this movie and this girl and this guy, they go on a hike together and the guy's like, well, leave your phone here. They went for a couple nights. Anyway, the guy ends up getting eaten by a bear, like this huge bear. And then the girl is trying to get back out, but she doesn't have her phone. Like she would have
brought it if the dumbass wouldn't have told her to leave it.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, anyway, so she's like trying to get back to wherever they had their vehicle and this bear is like following her
hunting
and
her.
Tracking her. Oh my gosh, so I was thinking about that the whole time up. Like
yeah.
It was scary.
And in the well, I'm glad dark. You made her back okay. I don't Me like too. I don't like yeah. those kind of situations.
Yeah. No.
Like once we got to the top to the vehicle, I was just like
wow.
If you alive. Had that minivan, you would have been pumped to see the minivan.
Yeah, the only time. I don't like minivans. dance. I'm not getting one.
No. I like, I feel like I would rock one of those.
I can totally see you pulling up to like soccer practice in a minivan.
I just wouldn't even have kids and I'd have a minivan. Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Just door so swing easy open. To put all your stuff in.
Like. Oh, I could just see you like rifling kids out, yelling at them. Put your shin pads on. It's easier in your pads. Cup.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good story.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. It was really fun. Like, it was really beautiful down there. It was just like a little bit stressful.
And that's how I do imagine it is like borderline rainforest. You know, like if you're going to get rainforest in Canada, it's down there. Yeah. Like, the trees are huge. It's lush.
Yeah.
It doesn't really
and there's
get winter.
Like those ferns and all so much stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But cool. It was fun.
Yeah. So, what's new with you, Diener? What have you been up to while Stevie's been away? And any other times.
I don't remember what I did yesterday at this point. Just life is so busy.
Did you cut hair?
No, I did lashes and I dropped my tweezers. That's what I did yesterday. Oh, yeah. And it was St. Patty's Day yesterday.
It was.
So I had no idea.
I know. I didn't even, like, usually I would go and drink a lot of green beer on St. Patrick's Day, but clearly I have different priorities these days.
Yeah, no, we've just been busy with the old stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, anything, like, you've been super busy at work, obviously, because you're lashing and you're, like, getting all your hours for hair. And you have some nice purple hair right now, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a midlife crisis, apparently. I decided to dye my hair purple. I mean, you, midlife. What, graduate hair school and then
you got to do something funky.
You have to do something funky. Yeah. That's, those were those words were, like, do something funky with your hair.
Really?
Now. Yeah. Yeah. He likes the purple, but I'm just kind of like, do I like it? I don't know.
Are you, like, classic hairstylist where you're, like, always just looking glam every day wearing, like, cool outfits and...
In my interview, I asked if I could wear my leopard print jumpsuit to work.
Yes.
So
and have you worn it yet?
No. I'm waiting for like the perfect
What about the sparkly one?
No, I'm not going to wear that one.
Oh, my God.
Please, Nadine.
I told you I'll wear that one in the Big Bang.
Okay.
But.
I'm excited.
We can't let. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So like besides working, though, like what else is new and exciting in your life?
So if you guys listen to one of our other episodes, at New Year's, me and Cole like gazed into each other's eyes. And said we're going to buy a house and land.
And sparks flew and...
We made a baby. Just kidding. No, just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Anyways, I just am not in a life like if you're set up with a house and you have like a business and everything's great. So you're like married and like set up for a kid. I don't know where my debit card is right now. I have 5 laying on my counter. I'm not sure.
Did you
sure
lose the horseport debit card?
No, I have that one in a sacred location.
Oh, good.
But I have
you
5.
Can't remember where it is.
No, I have 5 debit cards right now. Like I'll send you guys a picture of them and I'm not sure which one works because I lost 5 of them and I'm not sure if any of them work.
Oh, I always used to be that person.
I am still that person, so I can't have kids.
Yeah.
So now. Yeah.
But you are getting one step closer, maybe.
Yeah.
We are because we bought a little ranch.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. It's right in between Steph and Stevie and Megan.
Yep.
I'm going to be a Harvard Valley heifer.
Oh, dear.
But I'm so, like, actually, Stevie and her husband looked at this place before, but there was like a Big 8 ranch that was, purchased and it's 8 quarters of land. We didn't get that. We just got the house subdivided off one of the quarters.
Yeah.
And
lots of room for your little herd though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of room and it's so okay. Like this is actually so cool. And I never thought we'd be able to like buy a place at this point in our lives, but like we did it and I'm so proud of Cole. I'm so proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool. So when you drive in, like total like hillbilly style, like myself, there's like a big gate with like hanging skulls on it. And like they're not even like bolted there. They're like actually hanging.
They're like hanging on chains, but they're cool though. They're like white cow skulls. I thought it was pretty badass.
It looks badass, but it's eerie like a little. But yeah, so you like drive up a really long driveway that goes up like a little hill and it overlooks like there's a big lake on the property and everything.
It is.
Yeah,
it is a super nice view.
Yeah.
It's like right beautiful. From the like kitchen, living room, you can when you look out, that's what you see.
There's
is
a garden for Nadine right out front.
Oh my God. There's no way I'm gardening. Oh my. But yeah, so you like, so you get into the property and there's like a big place to park, which is bomb because the horse trailer and backing up is like a little bit hairy sometimes. And there's actually 2 shops. So there's 1 shop and they're both piss yellow and I love it. Just kidding. I don't want to paint them so bad, but I don't think we'll ever paint them, but whatever. But there's one and it's like just like a really nice cement pad shop. And you can fit like there was
I
like
have
multiple
a story for you after this.
Oh, I already know the guy died in there. yeah, there's a guy that died in there. Like, trust me, I already know. I already got sage, like, and it has to be given to you by someone. So I already got that all in order.
We can cut this part out.
Yeah, what happened to the guy? Like,
he got crushed by a tractor.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's the two shops. And then, so like that one will be like for, we can rope in, we can put our vehicles in, we can put a tractor in when we get a tractor eventually. So there's that. But the other shop is going to be an indoor riding arena. Mm-hmm. And it's big enough to like put a flag in. You can do flag work. You can do circles. You can do like drills.
It'll with,
like,
be nice. Barrel.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You guys could like rope technically in there too if you want.
Well, we are talking about maybe doing like a shoot in the middle so I could practice like breakaway roping and stuff. So we could do a lot with that little space. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the house and we actually already ripped out the kitchen, took down the walls. Yeah.
And what are you doing with the basement?
Right now we're just going to take there's two bedrooms down there. So we're going to rip those out and we're just going to leave it for like unfinished.
It's creepy
right now.
That one corner.
The one with the cold room in it?
Yeah.
I actually didn't.
You think that's creepy?
I didn't get creeped out, but if you do get creeped out, don't even tell me about it. I don't want to.
The basement. The basement was kind of like, it was just older.
It's just an old basement. So yeah, like we're.
But is Tyrell?
Tyrell's gonna live down there.
Your kids can live down there.
My kid's gonna live down there.
He'll spiff. Yeah. He'll spiff it up.
Well, he's a carpenter, so yeah. But we're gonna drywall it and brighten it up and like actually make bigger windows down there eventually. But we have like a kitchen already planned and like in the works that we're gonna hopefully get ordered here right away. Do the flooring, do like everything.
I love your layout for that.
Yeah. And we're gonna have like big timbers in there with like the pole, like the beams and the poles in the middle, and we're gonna have nice big brand new windows. And because the house is on a hill, it overlooks the whole lake. Mm-hmm. And then we have like a big wraparound porch and it's just like perfect for us.
It really is. Nice. I like that house.
Yeah, I really, really like it. It has a lot of potential to like be something beautiful. And
And you guys are super handy. Like you make bits and saddles and you're carpenters and you guys will have that place.
All the arts and crafts. I know Cole like goes downstairs and in the basement, like somewhat they like left like a sewing table or whatever. He's like, score.
Just pumped.
Just pumped about it. But
I can see him.
Yeah. And like there's like a really small master bedroom right now, but we're actually going to like break down the wall and have a huge one and a huge closet me. So I'm really, awesome.
Is there still another, if you were to do that, is there still another room upstairs?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. So right now there's 5 bedrooms in the house.
Holy.
Yeah. And 1 bathroom. So we're going to have we're going to put another bathroom in there. And like we have like, I'll keep doing is I'm going to keep you guys posted. I'm going to take a lot of before pictures. I'll put lots on our story of like what it all looks like. But yeah. So we got our first place together as a couple and I couldn't be happier to be like closer to my friends.
That too. Yeah. That congratulations, buddy. We are excited. Thanks.
Yeah. I know Steph, the whole time she like came and saw the place, her smile was like ear to ear. It's like, I'm so excited for this. Like,
but I think we clocked. It was like 11 minutes just like, you know, casually driving over there.
Yeah.
Could be quicker.
Megan and Steph were like, I could like see you just like sitting in front of this big window with a shotgun wondering who's coming.
You can see who's coming in your driveway. You have a little time to prepare.
Yeah. It's a long, long driveway. Like I was thinking like about having kids and stuff and how cute would it be if they like had like a little mini pony they could like ride to like the bus stop at the end of the driveway.
That'd be sweet.
Like rip over to Auntie Steph's house and like egg it and then come home. And
they might need a full size horse to be efficient.
Yeah, kidding.
But it'd be pretty cute. But I'm just super, super pumped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be nice.
When do you think you're gonna be in there? Or do you kind of not have a timeline?
We're hoping June.
Because
that'll
be so exciting.
If we can get like the, because we're like, we have a furnace ordered and like new hot water tank and everything.
And so you guys ripped walls and flooring out.
We have like the demo almost done. So if once we get the kitchen in there and like a working bathroom, because the bathroom's like pretty grubby right now, we're gonna like redo it all. Once that's all done, then we can like move in. As long as we have a kitchen and whatever and like he should be good.
Yeah.
But the kitchen I'm like really excited about. Like it's all gonna be
your blueprints really looked cool.
Yeah. The coolest part is that like there's like a lot of indoor outdoor living, so we're gonna have like a bunch of slides and like the only thing I'm like concerned about is like because there's a lake there. The mosquitoes.
Are bad out this way regardless, so I would have to agree.
Yeah.
That'd probably be bad.
So we're just going to have like lots of those candles set out outside. Because
honestly, you can get those big things, lanterns from Costco. My dad got some of those.
Yeah, and just have bug zappers and stuff out there. Because I could see us all sitting on the deck in the summertime doing a podcast out there and, like, you know, just...
Or spray your yard with permethrin. And then it...
We're not planning on having any yard. Cole hates yards. So he's like,
but
we're having fencing.
But just around
your house. Yeah. He's like, we're having fencing up to the deck.
Oh, yeah.
Literally fencing. Yeah. And we're, like, lucky. Like, so the whole property is already fenced. Like, the fencing is great there. Yeah. But to cross fence and, like, to kind of keep them off the barbed wire.
Pens and stuff.
Yeah. We're going to just do electric and, like, just for now until we, like, know, like, our format of what we want. And then once, because our horses are great in electric fence, like that's all they're in right now. So it's perfect.
Electric.
And it doesn't rub out mains or anything. But yeah, like my goal eventually is to like have where the indoor arena is, have an outdoor attached to it on the north side because the drainage is better there. And like we could practice like indoor to outdoor, outdoor to indoor runs and like have that like as an alleyway or like, do that kind of stuff. That's like in the plan. And then hopefully I would love it if like Cole and I could like purchase like 2 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds in the summer and then train them all winter
and then
sell them both in the Top Gun sale every year and just kind of do that as like a couple project together.
Yeah, I should bring the skid steer over and we should build a round pen at your place and then you guys should come over and help me build a round pen at my place.
Yeah.
Because we have a post pounder that just goes on the skid steer.
And then we can come ride in the winter.
Yeah, of course.
Can I set up a little... kid pen in the corner?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Perfect. And we're thinking that because like there's a so we have the old furnace and we're going to put that in the shop.
Oh,
but then because it's good if we put that in like the indoor arena, it'd blow too much dust around. But there's a huge wood stove in the other shop and we're going to move that to the indoor.
Yeah.
And we'll have that burning all the time.
That'd
like the big wood stove.
Yeah,
and
that must
huge.
Be what heats that shop.
It heats that shop is that wood stove. Yeah. So that would be nice and warm in there. We will eventually
insulate
it. I can
put the baby next to the wood stove and she'll be nice and cozy.
I know.
Just use some electric fence posts with, oh man.
Like, I feel like we're not going to leave my barn in the wintertime.
It'll be good. I never go to town as it is.
What's your board rate?
My board rate? 4 hot dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, just bring me a
4 hot dogs a month?
Yep. 4 hot dogs a month.
Oh! Score!
Just bring me a coffee every time you come and it'll be
okay,
fine.
Okay, sounds good.
But yeah.
Coffee and a hot dog.
Yeah, and I'm happy. Like, I'm excited to get our cows out there and our little bull named Clyde. He's so cute. He's just like a little mini bull.
Kate, we can roast hot dogs over in your wood stove.
Yeah, and while we ride.
Will you bring
fun.
Your cows out this summer?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mine as well. Get them out there. Get them ranging.
Oh,
I can go
I'm
rope
so
them every day then. If
exactly. Sweet.
Yeah.
Freaking right.
Yeah. You can edit however much you want to edit this out because it's a lot of chit chat. But
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just so excited. We have so many plans. And like, I'm sure, Stevie, when you went and looked at the place, you had a lot of plans too. So I'm excited to hear what you think because you can come take a walk through and be like, oh, I thought of this or that because it's like nice.
I think it's kind of the same like thing.
Probably
we
same
were thinking,
vibe.
Like open it up a bit, you know, kind
Got
of.
Got it a little and
yeah. make it all nice and ranchy and
timbery. And then once we finish like the basement, which will be like probably in the next like 10 years or whatever, maybe 5 years, we'll probably.
Once the kids start popping out.
Yeah, we'll probably like open up like the staircase so you could see down it and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's not closed off, but that's like way in the future.
Get Tyrell on that for his rent.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Vamp up that basement while you're down
there. That's exactly what we're doing.
Beauty.
That's cool. What about you, Steph?
Same thing. Just been busy working at the office. There was actually oil field work this winter.
Oh,
so that was good. So I'm still doing paperwork and learning about cryptocurrencies. I've been really diving into that.
I know. You're like diving.
Yep.
And, you've been making some coin?
Actually, you know what? Yes, I haven't checked where I'm at today, but I have put in I've put in leverage trades. So yesterday I made $81 US on my little trade.
Nice.
Wow.
That was really
cool.
Easy. Yeah. And honestly, I was up like if I want to leave this one because I think it's going to like explode big time. So yeah, it's like it's going good and I'm like convinced I'm going to do it.
So when we make horsepower money,
I'm going to make some money from it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to make horsepower money and then we're going to give it to you to like invest.
We could do that. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
If the horsepower pod could acquire 1 Bitcoin, that would be sweet.
What's 1 Bitcoin worth?
70 grand Canadian right now.
Oh, wow.
But in December when I first started looking
Big
into
goals.
This, it was 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's great. That's so crazy. It might be worth lots. So yeah, so just working and learning and farming season's coming. So we got seed is there and been delivering some seed to farmers to put in the ground here soon. Maybe it will be a little bit of an earlier spring. Looks like
you're gonna get busy with that soon here then.
So busy.
Yeah, it actually showed up earlier than last year, so I should be able to like
I'm hoping get everything delivered by like mid-April so that once the horse stuff starts going and like the seating starts going, it's just already done.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm delivering stuff right until the beginning of May.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that and foaling season, it is about to get cray, but I'm so excited.
And Ricky, his leg is looking awesome.
Yes, yes. It is coming along. I'm hoping to maybe haul him in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
To the arena.
Like he's Natalie's? Been,
yeah.
Nice.
Just to see how he like moves out, trots, make sure he's looking good. And then if he is, then I can think about booking him back in for some training, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then before the busy time starts, Brent and I were going to maybe try to sneak off to Banff this weekend.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are. I booked in the Wolf Dogs for Monday.
Did you?
So I booked the Wolf Dogs for Monday, thinking the brand book Wednesday morning. Then we come home Wednesday night for our super big interview on Thursday. And my parents were going to go to Jasper and go skiing on Sunday, Monday, but one of their buddies was maybe exposed to COVID. So they might come to Banff now too. And we were undecided if we were actually going to go like snowboarding, but I think we might.
You should.
We might go and stay at the Sunshine Village on the Banff Hill.
I love sunshine. Oh,
yeah. And go boarding, stay on the hill. But we're going to stay in like the Banff area for 3 days, I think, and just kind of venture.
That's exciting. Are you going to go to the Grizzly House?
Probably. That's the fondue place.
I've never been there. Like, I'm not like, a fondue
That's why
person.
I want to stay in Banff. I'm like, I want to eat delicious
what?
Food and be in the mountains.
Nadine?
I'm not a fondue person. I don't like cheese.
Oh!
But you don't even dip it always in cheese, is it? Like, it's all kinds of fondue.
That's just the first little bit.
Oh, am I like
that's
an uncultured
one
swine?
One section.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's just the first little bit. And then there's like, you can get, can at that one, can you do I the hot been. Rocks? Oh my gosh. Oh
I've only, God. But I've been to the melting pot. Which is pretty legit.
They're both so good. Yeah. But the chocolate at the Grizzly House is...
Oh, Bren will love that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so excited that you guys finally get to go and take time away for yourself and do that. Because you've been talking about doing
for
this for
like
so
a year.
Long. Yeah,
since
over a year.
We started this podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I always like end up getting away.
Yeah,
but then
get
it's
a brand.
For horses. But yay, the husband gets to come.
Did you find any cool brands?
I did. Like, there's a couple cool Arrow ones. There is a couple cool S ones. I'm... undecided. The guy that originally introduced me to horses, who
loves
like,
this story,
yeah, he's like kind of my third grandpa, and he lives like across the road from my parents, like gave me my first horse, totally got me addicted way back in the day. And he didn't have a horse brand, but he had always had cattle, so he has a cattle brand. And I did find that brand available for horses, but it's just on either shoulders or cheeks. I'm not 100% sure that's what I was going for, so that one is an option.
I thought you were talking about butt cheeks.
No, cheeks of the horse. On their face.
I do like
I like
face brands.
Brands.
I think they're really cool. I kind of want one.
They are cool, but I feel like for me, if I was going to do a cheek brand, I would probably want a daintier brand. Like, you know how just like the Lightning Bolt's pretty like simple and dainty?
Yeah.
Whereas like if I went with that brand, it'd be pretty
what
aggressive.
What does that brand look like?
It's two B's backwards with a bar over top. So yeah, there is a couple options, but I still just want to get the full experience and go flip through some records.
Yeah,
just,
that'll be cool.
Just see what else is there. It'd be cool to find like a symbol of something that's just not a letter.
Yeah,
I like the symbols. I think
I feel like they're more memorable.
Yeah. I wish we could get our Horseport podcast logo into a brand, but
I am going to inquire on that too, because I thought she said something to me about being able to like make something.
Can you?
So, but I kind of didn't think you could. So I am going to inquire a little bit further on that though.
Awesome.
But yeah, cool. So we'll check in with me next week because we are known for being very flaky and work just popping up and not going on our holidays. So
no,
we'll
you're
see.
Going. If you don't go, we're going to
shun
you.
We're banning you from the podcast for the next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so you have to go.
And we have some exciting interviews coming up.
That's true.
And we
I
also
don't
got
be banned.
Some, yeah, and we got some exciting news because you can't be banned for this next month.
That's true. Okay, so what is the news that we've been holding out on all episode here?
My butt's clenching.
Uh-oh.
Worried about this. Okay, so you guys have heard how busy we are. Like, we have
especially
been going,
coming into the spring.
Yeah, and you're having
popping
a child.
Popping out babies. And
you guys are both popping out horse babies. I'm living, I don't even know what kind of life. Designer, carpenter, hairdresser, horseback rider.
Looking at our schedules, basically now it's like...
insane. It's really hard to get together. Like, literally the only reason why we get together today is because I broke my freaking tweezers.
Yeah.
And so
we had a
it just sounds oh my god.
Yeah. Broke her tweezers, had to cancel our appointments, but we could podcast, so there was a bonus there.
Yes. Yeah. And so we are switching the Horseport podcast from 4 episodes a month to two episodes a month.
Yeah.
Just because it's so busy and we need to maybe like just take a little bit of a breather. You're still going to get your two episodes a month, but we're not done there. We do have a
something
way,
exciting.
Yes, that you're going to get extra content.
But maybe a new format. Slightly
new format. So
slightly new outlet.
Yeah. But it's only going to be for like a selected audience.
Ooh, la, la. And so
a premium audience. Prestige worldwide. Just kidding. No. But there is going to be a way to get an extra episode and extra stuff. But we're not going to announce it until our next episode, just so we can keep you guys dangling.
Well, we're actually thinking of doing the episodes, maybe not necessarily, you know, two per month, but every other Monday. So depending on how the days of the month land, you know, it might be slightly more or less than two. But every other Monday instead of every Monday, just to kind of help coincide with our schedules because they are getting hectic.
Mm-hmm. And we want to keep bringing like quality episodes. And if we are just stretched ourselves, our own schedules, like, and then we're stretching ourselves in the podcast. We don't want the quality to go down because of that.
Exactly. Yes, we're definitely going for quality over quantity because we have like we do have so many rods in the fire, right? Like you were saying, we have our merchandise. There's the Instagram page. There's, you know, just managing that is quite a bit of time. But, you know, managing our schedules so that we can all three of us can get together in one place, and not only that, but schedule with our guest. So yeah, there is a lot that goes into it, and we need some time to really really perfect the content that we're bringing. And we think if we loosen up our interview and editing schedule, we can do that.
I think so too.
Yeah,
and we've been going flat out on this every episode a week for a year and a half. Like, we have been busting our butts, so now that we built this, like, we're gonna have to do a little bit of something.
And I do think that we are not ruling out going back to doing more episodes.
No.
Without there being a rodeo season,
we want to bring content that's like relevant and keeping up with the rodeos and keeping up with what everyone's doing, and then meeting you guys as well. But we can't do that because there's no season. And so like
we just can't do that as much.
Exactly.
And so there will be a lot more opportunity when things open up, when we're not as busy, once the foals and the babies are on the ground. Yeah,
exactly.
And the season is back in action.
And like my point of view right now, I'm trying to book as many people as I can and really
to get
busy
hours.
To get my hours. But also, what if we get locked down again? Like, you know what I mean? I need to have funds in my account to like survive for however long, right? So there's also that, like, everything's just up in the air right now. So we hope we aren't breaking any hearts by going down to every second Monday episodes. But like we said, we got something up our sleeves for some extra content.
Let us prove it to you that it's going to be well worth it.
Yeah. We really appreciate everyone who's like been with us weekly for the past year and a half. And we listen to you guys. And like when we get messages saying like, well, like, where is Monday's episode? Like, we're waiting, and we're just love it. Like, I think that's like the best thing. We're like, oh my gosh, like these people actually care. So, but yeah, no, I think that like we really, really, really appreciate you guys. And we hope to keep providing this content. And if there is a huge demand and you guys are really upset, maybe we can continue doing our four episodes. But for right now,
we need to just take a breather until we get things settled after this spring.
Yeah. And every second Monday episodes are going to be great. But yeah, we're excited for our next announcement.
So stay tuned.
Yes. And in the meantime, make sure you visit our website, horsepowerpodcast.com, and check out our merch, check out stuff about us. You can even chat with us on the feed there, or you can send us a message on Instagram or Facebook. We love getting what you guys send us. We got to keep our listeners just kind of like hinting at our next guest. And when you think about our next guest, think about horse poor.
Bam!
Get rich or ride trying.